Common Sense by Thomas Paine, the fun version. Passages from Paine's 1776 work in his original Norfolk accent.
The sun never shined on a cause of greater worth. 'Tis not the affair of a city, a country, a province, or a kingdom, but of a continent, of at least 1/8 part of the habitable globe. 'Tis not concern of a day, a year, or an age. Posterity is virtually involved in the contest and will be more or less affected, even to the end of time, by the proceedings now. Here I offer nothing more than simple facts, plain arguments, and common sense. By referring the matter from argument to arms, a new era of politics is struck. A new method of thinking hath arisen. All plans, proposals, and all prior to the commencement of hostilities are like the almanacs of last year, which, though proper then, are superseded and useless now. I have heard it asserted by some that as America hath flourished under her former connections with Great Britain, that some connection is necessary towards her future happiness, and will always have the same effect. Nothing can be more fallacious than this kind of argument. We may as well assert that because a child hath thrived upon milk, that it is never to have meat, or that the first 20 years of our lives is to become a precedent for the next 20. But even this is admitting more than is true, for I answer roundly that America would have flourished as much, and probably much more, had no European power had anything to do with her. The commerce, by which she hath enriched herself, are the necessaries of life, and will always have a market, while eating is the custom of Europe. Alas, we have been long led away by ancient prejudices, and made large sacrifices to superstition. We have boasted the protection of Great Britain without considering that her motive was interest, not attachment. That she did not protect us from our enemies on our account, from her enemies on her own account. Europe, and not England, is the parent country of America. New world hath been an asylum for the persecuted lovers of civil and religious liberty from every part of Europe. Hither have they fled, not from the tender embraces of the mother, but from the cruelty of the monster. Not 1/3 of the inhabitants, even in this province, are of English descent. Wherefore, I reprobate the phrase of parent or mother country applied to England only, as being false, selfish, narrow, and ungenerous. Our plan is commerce, and that, well attended to, will secure us the peace and friendship of all Europe, because it is in the interests of all Europe to have America a free port. Her trade will always be a protection, and her barrenness of gold and silver will make her secure from invaders. Our corn will fetch its price in any market in Europe, and our imported goods must be paid for by them, where we will. As Europe is our market for trade, we ought to form no partial connection with any part of it. It is the true interest of America to steer clear of European contentions, which she never can do while, by her dependence on Britain, she is made the make-weight in the scale of British politics.
To Anacreon in hem, where he sat in full glee, her few sons of harmony sent a petition that he there inspire and patron would be, when this answer arrived from the jolly old Grecian. For his fiddle and flute no longer be mute, I'll lend you my name and inspire you to boot. And besides, I'll instruct you like me to entwine the myrtle of Venus with Bacchus's vine.
Men of passive temper look somewhat lightly over the offences of Britain, and, still hoping for the best, are apt to call out, "Come, we shall be friends again for all this." But examine the passions and feelings of mankind. Your house been burnt? Your property been destroyed before your face? And your wife and child destitute of a bed to lie on? Or bread to live on? Have you lost a parent or a child by their hand? And yourself, the ruined and wretched survivor? If you have not, then you are not a judge of those who have. But if you have, and can still shake hands with the murderers, then you are unworthy of the name of husband, father, friend, or lover, and whatever may be your rank or title in life, you have the heart of a coward and the spirit of a sycophant.
The news to Olympus immediately flew, when old Thunder pretended to give himself airs. If these mortals are suffered their scheme to pursue, the devil a goddess.
If there is any true cause of fear respecting independence, it is because no plan is yet laid down. As an opening into this business, I offer the following hints, at the same time modestly affirming that I have no other opinion on them, other than that they may be the means to something better. Let the assemblies be annual, with a president only, the presentation more equal, their business wholly domestic, and the subject to the authority of a continental congress. Let each colony be divided into 6, 8, or 10 convenient districts. Each district to send a proper number of delegates to Congress, so that each colony sends at least 30. The whole number in Congress will be at least 390. Each Congress to sit and to choose a president by the following method. When the delegates are met, let a colony be taken from the whole 13 colonies by lot, after which the whole Congress choose, by ballot, a president from out of the delegates of that province. In the next Congress, let a colony be taken, by lot, from 12 only, omitting that colony from which the president was taken in the former Congress, and so proceeding on till the whole 13 shall have had their proper rotation. And in order that nothing may pass in a law but what is satisfactorily just, not less than 3/5 of the Congress is to be called a majority. As there is a peculiar delicacy from whom or in what manner this business must first arise, and as it seems most agreeable and consistent that it should come from some intermediate body between the governed and the governors, that is between the Congress and the people, let a continental conference be held in the following manner and for the following purpose. A committee of 26 members of Congress, that is 2 for each colony. 2 members for each House of Assembly, or Provincial Convention, and 5 representatives of the people at large, to be chosen in the capital city or town of each province for, and in behalf of, the whole province, by as many qualified voters as shall think it proper to attend. Or, if more convenient, the representative may be chosen in 2 or 3 of the most populous parts thereof. In this conference, thus assembled, will be united the 2 grand principles of business, knowledge and power. The members
members of Congress, assemblies, or conventions, by having had experience in national concerns, will be able and useful counselors.
And the whole being empowered by the people will have a truly legal authority. The conferring members being met, let their business be to frame a continental charter, or Charter of the United Colonies, answering to what is called the Magna Carta of England.
Fixing the number and manner of choosing members of Congress, members of Assembly with their date of sitting, and drawing the line of business and jurisdiction between them, always remembering that our strength is continental, not provincial.
Securing freedom and property to all men, and above all things, the free exercise of religion.
According to the dictates of conscience. With such other matters as is necessary for a charter to contain. Immediately after which, the said conference to dissolve, and the bodies which shall be chosen conformable to be said charter to be the legislators and governors of this continent, and for the time being, whose peace and happiness may God preserve. Amen.
Should any body of men be hereafter delegated for this or some similar purpose, I offer them the following extracts from the wise observer of governments, Dragonetti. The science, says he, of the politicians consists in fixing the true point of happiness and freedom. Those men would deserve the gratitude of ages who should discover a mode of government that contained the greater sum of individual happiness with the least national expense. But where, say some, is the king of America? But I'll tell you, friend, he reigns above. Yet that we may not appear to be defective even in earthly honours, let a day be solemnly set apart for proclaiming the charter. Let it be brought forth, placed on the divine law, the word of God. Let a crown be placed thereon by which the world may know that so far as we approve of monarchy, that in America, the law is king.
And then, let the crown at the conclusion of the ceremony be demolished and scattered among the people whose right it is.
O ye that love mankind, ye that dare oppose not only tyranny, but the tyrant, stand forth. Every spot of the old world is overrun with oppression. Freedom hath been hunted round the globe. Oh, receive the fugitive and prepare in time an asylum for mankind. However strange it may appear to some, or however unwilling they may be to think so matters not, but many strong and striking reasons may be given to show that nothing can settle our affairs so expeditiously as an open and determined declaration for independence. Until an independence is declared, the continent will feel itself like a man who continues putting off some unpleasant business from day to day, yet knows it must be done, hates to set about it, wishes it over, and is continually haunted with the thoughts of its necessity. Independence is the only bond that can tie and keep us together. And on these grounds, I rest the matter. Let none other name be heard among us than those of a good citizen, an open and resolute friend, and a virtuous supporter of the rights of mankind and of the free and independent states of America.
Sons of Anarchy, then join hand in hand, preserve unanimity, friendship and love. 'Tis yours to support whatso happily planned. You've the sanction of God and the fiat of Jove. While thus we agree, a toast let it be. May our club flourish, happy, united, and free, and long may the sons of Anacreon's wine. The
You have been listening to Common Sense by Thomas Paine, the fun version, with Murray Simon as Tom Paine and vocals by Obi Omoyugola, produced by Eva Griffith for Lemon Shakespeare.